Well, it was just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when a Brampton transit bus was involved in a crash that sent 10 people to hospital, but no one was seriously hurt. Peel police say they are investigating how it happened. The crash happened in the area of Queen Street East and Hanson Road North in Brampton, which is on the border of Ward 1 and Ward 3. Rowena Santos is the councillor for Ward 1 and joins me on the line now. Hello, councillor.
Hi, Farah.
What more do we know about what happened yesterday?
Well, as you described, there was a multi-vehicle collision. I've seen reports of about 8 vehicles, as well as the Brampton Transit bus in that area where I represent at Queen and Hanson, around 3 p.m. And what's interesting is that my son actually takes the same bus route along that route, and on his way back home from school on the bus, he was stuck in traffic for 30 minutes and called me at the time because he observed the accident and the multi-vehicles and the bus. He was quite shocked about it coming back home from school. He ended up Ubering back home, but it was quite a significant collision on that intersection, which caused road closures for a number of hours. And indeed, 10 people were transported by Peel paramedics to the local hospitals, including the transit operator. I know that fire in particular worked very hard with Peel police and paramedics to extricate some people from vehicles and from the bus. And so my thoughts go out to everyone who was impacted, especially those who were injured and their families. And a big, huge thank you to our emergency response crews for their swift and coordinated response to such a difficult accident yesterday.
We've heard that these people who were taken to hospital luckily only sustained minor injuries. Do we know how they're doing today or recovering?
Yeah, so I think we're going to be getting some updates from Peel paramedics and Peel police within the next coming days after they go through their entire investigation. My understanding is that folks who are injured were transported to the hospital, and fingers crossed. Indeed, I'm hoping that injuries are only minor, but at the end of the day, situations like this have some significant mental health impacts on people. They're quite traumatic, especially when you're on a bus or on the road in a car and not really expecting something like this to happen. And certainly our emergency response crews also, including Peel paramedics, where I've been told there were 10 units on site for this particular collision. This could be sometimes very traumatic for them as well.
I can imagine. And do we know that these 10 people who were taken to hospital, were they all passengers on the bus, or is it a mix of people? You mentioned there were 8 other cars involved. Is it a mix of bus passengers and people who were in those cars?
So it would have been a multi-vehicle scene with the bus itself, quite a significant incident causing road closures. So I would suspect that those who were transported to our local hospitals by Peel paramedics were likely from different vehicles, including some passengers on the bus itself. Again, fingers crossed that that injuries will be minor and that folks are going to be coming home safely and just having to deal with, in the future, the trauma of being involved in that accident.
Do we have a sense, I know it's early, of what led to this, to such a serious crash of so many vehicles, and of course, a city bus?
Yeah, it's quite scary, obviously, any sort of accident that would happen similar to this, particularly on a local road. I know that Peel police are doing their investigation, and the investigation is ongoing, and so they will be able to provide a more detailed update once they conclude their investigation in terms of what happened with this incident to cause, you know, 8 vehicles, including a Brampton Transit bus, to close down the road for so long.
As you mentioned, all these ambulances on scene, multiple people injured, you know, even for those who are recovering, of course, a traumatic incident for them as well. it's perhaps left many in the community a little unsettled. What message do you have for residents who were affected by this or who witnessed this?
Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that I know that it happened just beside an apartment building at Queen and Hanson, so I'm sure folks from the apartment building there and the neighboring residents were probably wondering what was going on. It is quite scary. And, you know, lately in the news, we've been seeing more and more vehicle collisions, hitting pedestrians, hitting cyclists on the road. Every day I see reports of vehicle collisions, not just in Brampton, but across the province. Obviously, with the snow and the winter conditions right now, people need to drive safely and be incredibly mindful, not just of their speeds, but also the vulnerable users of the road, particularly at intersections, near schools and transit stops in particular. So my message would be, especially to those who were impacted, you know, take the time to decompress. That's quite a traumatic incident to witness and go through. But also to all drivers and anyone on the roads, especially during the winter season, take extra care. It's not worth it to rush to your destination. Slow down. There is no need to be speeding through intersections and through traffic. Just take your time, because we want to avoid situations like this.
Councillor, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Farah.
Rowena Santos is the councillor for Ward 1 and 5 in the city of Brampton.